Beth Heindorn, an executive director of the Racine Zoo, joining us this morning. She brought in a lemur. What do they call those things?
Lemurs.
Lemurs. Okay. She brought in a lemur this morning. Look at them walking around and everything. What is a lemur?
It's a primate from Madagascar.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Are you following this Punch the Monkey thing?
I've seen it, but I'm not following it.
I love this little carrier. I think it's in China. I'm not sure. I think it's in China. The lines to see him are outside the zoo. What happened was his mother shunned him. Mm-hmm. All the other monkeys don't want anything to do with him. So they gave him this doll. They said they got it from IKEA. It's an orangutan. Mm-hmm. And he brings it everywhere. He mm-hmm. sleeps on it. He hugs it. Mm-hmm. When it was raining, he cuddled with it.
Yep.
And one of the other monkeys now is adopting him, finally. Nice. But he won't let go of the orangutan because that was his buddy.
Right. Punch That's super
the,
cute.
Punch the Monkey. And the whole world is looking at Punch the Monkey. This poor little... Aww. And he looks so sad when he's carrying that stuffed animal with him wherever he goes.
It's his comfort.
But your animals at the zoo, they don't worry about that. They're all loved.
No, we had... Oh, absolutely. But we had one where the mother passed, and we had to take care of the little one, and they ended up with a little stuffed animal.
Oh, did you do that too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because they need that. So I can't help the mom died. So but we got to take care of it.
I didn't know that's a regular thing just to do that.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Well, what do you know? Which animal? What kind of animal was it?
Ours was a tamarin.
What's that?
It's a little primate. It's got the mustache in the castle.
Oh, now you make me feel
that's
bad.
Been 8 years ago.
I don't care.
Circle of life. I can't, you know.
You have any new animals there?
Not right now.
Okay.
Not that I can talk about on air.
Uh-oh. I don't know what that means.
Next time I'm here.
Any babies born lately?
Nope.
Okay. Just checking. I didn't check the birth records yet. The zoo's there. Okay. Beside the animals at the zoo, there's a lot of people stuff going on,
all
too.
All this people stuff.
And we're going to start off with call me old-fashioned. When you said that before, I thought you were just going to call me old-fashioned. I didn't realize it was an event.
Oh.
So
let's talk about it. I wasn't calling you old-fashioned, yeah. Although you could be. That's Wednesday, March 25th from 6 to 8 p.m. And it is all about old fashions, and it's our ready-to-drinks. So this is the one that, you know, they've... Lots of people and lots of breweries and liquor places all are making ready to drinks. And so it's all ready to drink old fashions. We should have the list up later today of what we're going to be sampling. And then, of course, Red Onion is going to do our food. They do hand-passed appetizers. It's in our castle or Vanishing Kingdom is where the event is going to take place. So it's super, super fun. You got to be 21 to attend. And we are getting close to being sold out. So we need people to get their tickets bought at racinezoo.org. There's a green bar at the top. Do the drop-down for events. Go to Call Me Old Fashioned and get your tickets before they're sold out.
It's when it's gone, it's gone, right?
When it's gone, it's gone.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
You sell out a lot?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Wow. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's why we're telling you about this now.
Exactly.
And the website is racinezoo.org.
Uh-huh.
Okay, racinezoo.org.
Yeah.
All right. Then we got the spring break camp coming up. What's that?
Yeah. So spring break camp is based off of when the RUSD is on their break. So that's when that particular program is. What's really nice about it is that, so it starts on Monday the 6th. You can sign up for... Every day, that 6th through the 10th, every day of April is a different theme. So you could sign up for one day because maybe you're going on vacation, but you're not going to be gone the whole time. You could sign up for all 5 days. So it's really kind of your choice, and it helps the parents out because kids still need to do something even in when they're on break. Parents they're not always on vacation at that time. They are working at that time, but we're a great opportunity. An option for parents to book their kids into a super fun and safe camp for the week. And you can do pre drop off and late pickup to help parents' schedules.
I regret growing up not going to summer camp. All the kids in the neighborhood went. My mother said, "Do you want to go?" Mm-hmm. And I said, "No." Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Thinking back, why didn't I want to go to camp? My mother signed us up for the Police Boys Club because where I grew up, they wanted to keep kids out of trouble. So my brother and I got signed up for the Police Boys Club. But all the other kids went to day camp and sleepover camp. And I look back now and say, why didn't I do it?
There had to be something.
I don't know. So I was all alone in the neighborhood when they went away.
Oh.
I know. I was like, punch the monkey.
Did you go find a stuffed animal?
Yeah, I know. My mother threw me a stuffed animal. Here, go enjoy yourself. All right. That's spring break camp. How do you sign up for that?
You can go to racinezoo.org and go to the education tab, do the drop down to camps, and then there's a variety of different camps, and that's the one that's coming up in April. It's very exciting.
Everything's happening at racinezoo.org.
Yeah.
Simon and Garfunkel, everything's happening at the zoo. What's business booths? What's that about?
Business booths is an opportunity for a business, a company to use their marketing techniques and their dollars to come out and be a booth. It's about a 10 by 10 space. And we do those at our family events, which is Extravaganza, which is on April 4th of this year.
Extravaganza.
And then we have Christmas in July. And then we also have Boo at the Zoo. So people will come out and they can market themselves to the parents, but they're giving the kids candy or a pencil or something like that for their booth. So that as the kids walk by, they are getting some treats, and then the parents get information about what the business is selling or the opportunities that they have. For Extravaganza, we'll probably have, I would say, 25 business booths, and Christmas in July tends to be about 20, and then Boo at the Zoo tends to be about 30. We don't restrict how many people can come, but they're all going to be up in the big grass area north of the Penguins, south of Land of the Giants, and that's where we put everybody, and it's super fun.
This is something real cute. They had to move these penguins to a different part of the zoo. I forget where it was, and you see them marching, and... Mm-hmm. It's having trouble getting down the steps. And what are the other penguins going to push the other?
Oh, my. I did not see that either.
To get it to move. But they were so cute the way they were just walking down to their new surroundings for the day. I think something broke and they had to move. And it was like the march of the penguins going down these steps. And one of the penguins wouldn't step. Like a push.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
To get them down the steps. Talking to Beth Heindorn, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo. That's got to be a big job being in charge of that. Because it's not people now. Now you're dealing. It's one thing when you're a manager of people. You can reason with people.
Well, I still have staff.
I know, but yet now you have to deal with animals, and you can't reason with animals. They do, especially wild animals, because they're going to do what they want to do, and they don't care what Beth Heindorn tells them what to do.
We have very good animals at our zoo.
They pay attention, and they listen. My neighbor brings his pit bull over every Friday, because I love dogs, brings it over. What a freeloader. He doesn't pay for rent, doesn't pay for food, lays around all day, doesn't have a job. Well, freeloader. Okay, but your animals work. They entertain people when they come in. They educate people. So they're workers. They're not freeloaders.
No, they are not.
That's good. Okay, we're talking about some events coming to the zoo. Now, this is a competition, Bloody Mary Fest competitors. What is this?
Yeah, so we have Bloody Mary Fest every year, and this year it's on Saturday, May 16th from 11 to 2. What we're looking for right now are the competitors, so the guests that are coming get to taste each of the Bloody Marys that are there. And we have a variety of competitors from bars. Some of it are just groups. If you think you can make the best Bloody Mary, bring it.
Oh, you gotta make it.
So,
how do you make a Bloody? I don't know what's in a Bloody Mary. I don't drink, so I don't know.
Well, it's tomatoes, tomato juice, and lots of people put different spices, and everyone has their own. They're not telling me their recipe.
I see that celery stalk ever is coming out.
Yeah, that would be a garnish.
Okay.
Garnish. So you don't have to put a celery stalk in there.
What's the alcohol in there they use?
It's vodka.
Oh, it's a vodka?
Yep. Okay. So we supply the vodka, we supply the cups, the ice, all of that type of stuff. And then the beer backs, so a little taste of beer after you taste a bloody. For those of you who know drinking, then they know what I'm talking about.
Is that to clean the palate?
Yeah, a little bit, I guess. It just kind of makes it all that much better.
So who judges?
We get celebrity judges, and we'll be picking those soon. But right now, I'm looking for competitors. So if you think you have the best Bloody Mary, you're going to make around 300 some drinks. So you bring your own mix and your garnish of whatever you want, and then all the people will have 300 and some people that are going to be at the event. It's fabulous. It's a wonderful day to celebrate May on the 16th. So get your competitor. Go to our racinezoo.org, go to the drop-down for events, go to Bloody Mary Fest, and then there's a link to sign up to be a competitor.
Boy, it must be fun to be a judge at the end of the line by the time you get to the 300th.
Well, they're judging. They come later in the event, and then we put the could be 8, it could be 10, it could be 12 Bloody Marys that they're tasting.
Okay.
They don't drink the whole drink. They're just tasting it. Don, my goodness gracious.
Sip, sing, and safari.
Yeah, so we are partnering with Bucket's Pub Second Round, and they have, it is literally a sing-along brunch, and we're going to be doing that at the zoo this year. On there's two different dates, May 30th and August 15th. Super, super fun. I was at one the other day, and it is, there's a great DJ, a great MC, and it's just energy in the room. And this time it's at the zoo on May 30th and or the August 15th. You can certainly come to one or both. So we're starting to promote that now because things sell out so quickly that if we don't start talking about it, it's going to be sold out before we get to April, and I don't want that to happen.
It is great that they sell out.
It is fabulous that they sell out, but get your tickets for that. That's a brand new event at the zoo. And again, we're partnering with Bucket's Pub Second Round. Marcy and her team over there, super, super fun. And breakfast is included. We just posted the brunch for that. And then, you know, it's just going to be a fun day. And we had such a good time the other day when I was at it. So this is going to be even funner because you get admission to the zoo as well.
Did you say funner?
I did say funner. I can use that word if I want to.
Now, is this from your list this time or was that last time?
Let's see. That is last time. Last time.
Okay. Yep. I got them all mixed up.
Yep. No worries.
What do
no
we
worries.
Have after Sip, Sing, and Safari?
That's all we were talking about for today.
So this is old news.
Yeah.
I have to mention this. I know it probably embarrassed you to mention this, but I was kidding around when she walked in the building and I said, did you bring an animal like Joan Embry from the San Diego Zoo used to do on the Johnny Carson show? And you knew Joan Embry used to work at the San Diego Zoo. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's one organization, two campuses. So there's the zoo in downtown in Balboa Park, and then there's the safari park that's up at Escondido.
Wow.
So one organization, two campuses, and I was at the safari park, but worked for San Diego Zoo a long time ago.
Have you worked for zoos all your life?
Zoos or aquariums, mm-hmm. Accredited ones, yeah.
My took it to my daughter yesterday, and she was telling us about the Long Island Aquarium. Now, she lives in Florida now, but they're going to visit the Long Island Aquarium. I said, where's that? I've lived in Long Island all my life there. Where was that? It must be new.
It could. I haven't heard of that one.
The Long Island Aquarium. It's out in eastern Long Island toward Riverhead. Mm-hmm. And I said, I never heard of that. After I left, they must have said, all right, Rosen's gone. We can build the aquarium now. I think I told you we had a zoo by us, the Massapequa Zoo. And it was all the animals from Frank Buck. Now, Frank Buck was the guy, there was a movie about him and a TV series, Bring Him Back Alive. He was an African hunter, and he brought these animals back to Long Island, and they opened up a zoo with these animals. It wasn't a lot, but there were some animals there. And later in life, my father became best friends with the guy who owned the zoo. Too bad I didn't know about that beforehand. I could have got free admission. But this was it. And I have pictures of the zoo on my phone. Somebody was brave enough to take these pictures and save them. And we have them, the Massapequa Park Zoo.
Is that still in existence?
No. Long gone. It was next to the drive-in movie theater. Those were knocked down. They built stores and everything.
Gotcha.
But, yeah.
See, so it's an enriching part of your life to have been able to go to see the zoo and
the
animals.
They had the Monkey Mountain. This was a big mountain. It's similar to yours. Mm-hmm. And it was right as you pull into the drive-in movie theater, and people used to taunt the monkeys.
And people are naughty.
They're not, and the monkeys sometimes threw stuff at the cars. If you're going to taunt them, they reacted.
Right.
And there were signs, don't yell at the monkeys.
Right.
Because it happened to be right next to that. If there was a long line at the drive-in. Let's do a recap of some of the things going on.
All right.
In case people just tuning in. And by the way, this will be podcast later today. So if you missed it, you say, I missed it. I always listen to... No, it'll be a podcast later today, and you can hear Beth Idorn talk about these events. But let's quick review here.
All right,
call
review.
Me old-fashioned.
Call me old-fashioned, Wednesday, March 25th from 6 to 8 p.m. Going to be super fun. It's all ready to drink old-fashions, and we'll be posting that either later today or tomorrow once we confirm what those are going to be. Just a great night. We've got Red Onion that is going to be doing hand-passed appetizers for everybody. We'll be in the castle or Vanishing Kingdom, as we call it. So get your tickets for that. Spring Break Camp is April 6th through the 10th. You can sign up for one day. You could sign up for 2 days. You could sign up for all 5 days. It's a great, fun, and safe place to put your kids while you are working and while they are on spring break from school. We've got Business Boost, where you can, that's more of a marketing option for you. And Saturday, April 4th for Extravaganza is the first one that is up. And you'll get a 10 by 10 space and you give out candy to the kids. You talk to the parents and it's just a fun, energy filled day with multiple multi-generational groups coming out. And then on Saturday, May 16th, we have our Bloody Mary Fest. And right now we're looking for the competitors. Those that say they've got a great Bloody Mary, bring it. Let's come on. Fill up the competitor form and we'll be talking to you about that. Or you can sign up for Bloody Mary Fest. That's super fun too. And then the last one we're talking about today is Sip, Sing, and Safari. That is going to be on May 30th or August 15th. And it is a sing-along brunch with an amazing DJ and a fabulous MC. And it's just hanging out at the zoo with a bunch of people singing and enjoying life, having a great time. And it is super, super fun. I'm very excited. It's the first time we've had that event at the zoo. And we're partnering with Buckets Pub second round on that particular event.
Now, for all these, go to racinezoo.org. You'll see all the information under events and listen to the podcast if you missed any of it. Or you can do what my wife and I do. We just sign up for the zoo, zoo membership every year.
Yep.
And I don't look at this. I look at it as a donation to the zoo. That's how I look at it. And what we do is when the weather's nice, we start walking around and it's 6/10 of a mile. We clocked it to do one go round, do two go rounds. You do a little over a mile. I just dropped 33 pounds and this is going to make me go over the top.
Awesome.
But I'm waiting for nice weather.
Yeah. And well, people walk out there every day, but
I know.
Exactly right. A lot of people do that. It's a nice, safe place. It's fairly flat. You know what I mean? So it's a good walking path.
And you walk past the Arctic foxes.
The Arctic foxes, yeah.
They're white now. They'll be brown before you know it.
They will be.
They sit in their little perch.
They love looking over.
I know. They're
checking you out.
Their little perch. And of course, I say, hello, like every idiot. Hello, how are you? And I say, move on. Keep moving.
Keep moving, Don. Come on.
Well, this is great. This is, we're very fortunate. A lot of cities don't have a zoo.
Right.
We have one.
Right.
And especially a city the size of Racine.
And usually, an accredited one by that.
Yeah, yep. A lot of people, don't get that benefit. You know, big cities like Chicago, San Diego, the Bronx. Bronx Zoo still around?
Uh-huh,
yeah, the Bronx Zoo, because we used to live not far from there. And the Bronx Zoo, all these big cities have them. So does Racine.
So does Racine, yep.
We're
very
lucky.
Fortunate. 103 years old we are this year.
Oh, really?
Yep.
And you're the caretaker.
And I am the caretaker.
That's a blessing.
It is a blessing. That's my privilege.
It is. We're lucky to have you taking care of those nice animals and taking care of the 103-year-old landmark. Whoa.
I know, crazy, right?
It's right down the block from me. I say, and you had nice decorations up for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and all the lights were out and stuff. Wow.
Yeah.
Always an event going
on. Always an event.
RacineZoo.org. If you missed any of it, check out the podcast later today. It should be up at WRJN.com and wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks, Beth.
Thank you.
All right.